I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. A visit from Secretary of State Antony Blinken does little to ease tensions between Israel and the Palestinians. Recent violence reached new heights after Israel raided a terrorist hideout in the West Bank, killing two Palestinian civilians and seven extremists. The death toll was one of the highest for a single raid in years. And one day after the raid, a Palestinian militant killed seven Israelis outside a synagogue in Jerusalem. Uncharted Ministries, Tom Doyle.
We always have to keep watch for a full-scale war that could come out of this.
Please pray that the current tensions don't escalate and ask the Lord to empower believers on both sides of the conflict.
Once there is a change of heart, anything can happen. We are privileged to work with Jews and Palestinians that love Jesus and don't hate anyone anymore. They don't hate each other, and that's a miracle, really.
And the February 2021 coup unleashed havoc in Myanmar. Protests, crackdowns, and sheer random violence left many areas paralyzed. Fear is palpable, but the gospel is making unexpected inroads. We get more from MNN's Lindsay Koh.
The military is feared and hated throughout Myanmar. When a local Christian worker supported by Christian Aid Mission was visiting homes, he knocked on one door, not realizing a retired lieutenant and his family lived there. Since military families are isolated, they were surprised and eagerly invited him in. The worker shared with them the gospel. Touched by the worker's kindness, the family invited him to visit them again and again. Eventually, the retired lieutenant came to faith in Christ and is now part of a small church. Pray for even more opportunities like this. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Lindsay Koh, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.